Blog Talk Radio.
This is Cheap for Yourself. Now, here's Gio.
Hi, and thanks for being with us on this Cheap for Yourself. This is a Cheap for Yourself edition, although there is no guest today. Still, I'm happy that you're with us wherever you happen to be in the world at this moment. Given all that's going on in the world right now, we're going to forego the guest format today, but I want to talk to some issues that are going on, specifically a feeling that many of us have, that we have a lack of control through all of this. Of course, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world now, and that's not uncommon, I guess, but no matter what we're facing, we can't really allow that to paralyze us. The best strategy I feel, and I've been thinking about this for a while, so I've made some bullet points to consider and see how you feel on the control meter, if you're doing well or not. The best strategy, I think, is to gain control over the situation. Now, I don't like the word control. It's got a connotation sometimes that doesn't sit well with me, but I think for the purposes of discussion today, it'll do just fine. Uncertainty has always been a part of life, and successful people, it seems, have a way of getting through that. And I think mindful people also can get through that. And of course, mindfulness is very much a part of what we do here on Cheap for Yourself. And so I'm going to approach this from that particular direction, and as always, aimed toward living your genuine life, coming from that genuine place inside you. Now, how can we do this? Well, we can look at several things. First of all, we can look at living within our means, and I hope that you're doing that with all the craziness that's going on in stores, supermarkets, and what have you. It's easy to get caught up in that and to spend unnecessarily, to feel greed taking over, and it's all very hyper in this situation. So again, looking at mindfulness, you want to be mindful in, among other things, your shopping, your planning for yourself and your family. And when you do that, it's much easier, I think, to live within your means. Also, you want to eat well and stay hydrated. These are very important points. If you're shopping, food shopping, as I've been doing a little bit this week, you want to eat healthy food and not get caught up, again, in the swell of the moment. You don't want to get caught up in the junk food, easy food purchases, stuff that you can make up real quickly and really unhealthily. You want to stay closer to the foods that will do well for you. In my own case, I like to eat fruits and vegetables, so I go to stores that are well-stocked, actually, in things like leaf lettuce or spinach, peppers, avocados, mushrooms, things like that. I'm able to find those. They're healthy foods, and they're clean foods, too. I shop organic much of the time, So I think it's good for the diet, good for your well-being. Stay hydrated. This is very important, too. I start the day with a tall tumbler of water, filtered water, and water that's infused with lemon. I like to use lemons, organic lemons, and keep a cup of lemon water with me throughout the day. I alternate that with organic green tea. This keeps me hydrated, keeps me feeling good, keeps me clear-minded. That's also very important in this situation. You want to know how you're going to need to act, and you want your mind to be there for you when you have to make decisions. Now, let's look at our final point, and that is stay in shape. Okay, now, you may not have a regular regimen for staying in shape. I like to exercise every day, exercise of some sort, and I alternate running generally with resistance movement, lifting weights. lifting weights and even running can be made more difficult by the fact that a lot of the facilities are closed. I'm able to exercise pretty well at home. I have weights in the house that I can use and stay on a weightlifting regimen. And I also go outside and walk around the housing complex. I'm able to take what I call a power walk every day. I'm doing that now because I've had a few weeks off from my regular running. So I'm kind of getting back into that ability to do the running, and I'm going to do it slowly. And if you're just getting into exercise, then you want to do that too. You want to be careful that you don't overdo it. But staying in shape is very, very important. If you have a tendency to want to stay on the couch and just lounge around, please don't do that. It's a bad habit to get into. I don't want to sound like a nag here, but this is a good time for you to kind of take inventory in everything in your life, not just eating and staying hydrated, but movement, things like your finances, getting in touch closer with your family. It's a good time to stop down, since we pretty much have to do that anyway. Stop down and give these things some thought. Okay, go inside. This is what I like to do. This is a big part of Chi for Yourself. Mindfulness, certainly a part of what we do. So do that, and I think it'll serve you well. I think you'll be glad that you did it that way. And your family will too, and the people around you, assuming you're keeping the proper distance from other people and those not family members. It all seems so silly, but we will get through it. We have to do these things, apparently, and we'll get through it, and we'll do just fine. But until then, let's keep these bullet points in mind, and I'll just say as we end here to be well. Thank you for being with us. Take care, and I will talk to you soon.